Hello, friends. You're listening to Misdiagnosed, and I have taken my meds. I just want to talk about whatever comes to mind. I totally bombed my pilot episode, but I hate all the long pauses in it. And I'm going to be learning as I go, as we do. So, how are you guys doing today? Oh, great. Not much going on here. Just doing laundry and other Sunday things before my children come home from their visit with their grandmother over the weekend. We have schoolwork to catch up on. A new school week starting tomorrow. So, back to our normal routine. They had testing last week in person. And as we do virtual academy, it kind of threw a wrench in our schedule. So, it's fall. It's not officially here in a couple days. It will be, but the weather has changed here in Arkansas, and it feels so good. I love fall. It's my favorite season. I've already broke out my cardigan and my little decorative pins to put on my cardigan. I feel more positive about my body, about my wardrobe, about everything in the fall. I just feel really good. I guess I have seasonal depression as well as a plethora of other mental disorders, but we'll get to that another time. The leaves are changing. I plan to take my kids on like a little drive to show them, you know, the beautiful colors of fall. I think there's a trail up here in Arkansas people drive to see the leaves changing and all that good stuff. So I plan to do that here in a few weeks when it's really red and yellows and oranges are coming out. Otherwise, there's really not much going on. The next holiday is Halloween, and I just set out some Halloween decorations for the kids when they come home, and I can't believe a year has passed again. Last year, we didn't even really do Halloween because of COVID, and this year, I guess we'll do something. I'll at least have a little party for them. And then there's Thanksgiving and Christmas all over again. I can't believe another year has passed. Where does the time go? I swear time is such an illusion and confusion to me. I don't know what you want to call it. It's just, if it's just me, I don't know. I have such a problem with time. I can let years pass before I do one little task. And I'm finally like, oh yeah, I need to do that. It's really weird. I still feel like I'm young sometimes in my mind, and I know that's probably normal, but I literally feel like I'm in my room at home yesterday or something. Maybe it's just my brain, but time is such a tricky thing for me. And I do have ADHD or ADD, whichever I have, I don't even remember. It's the one where I can't pay attention, so I guess ADD. Anyway. I just did some more housework. I told you that already. I'll be calling my grandma as soon as my husband gets home. I like to talk to her a few times a day and see what she's up to and get the lowdown on the family. My husband's actually out metal detecting. He has a channel on YouTube called Everything's Always Nothing. YouTube.com/Everything's Always Nothing. But you can look up Unearth Arkansas and probably get the same results. He metal detects and finds the coolest stuff here in our town, our historic town of 200-year-old town. And he does short videos on Instagram and YouTube and also TikTok. So check him out. I think you'll really like that and see what he's found around our town. Sorry, guys. I really don't know what to talk about today. It'll come to me, though. I want to give a huge shout-out to my friend Ray, my boyfriend Ray. I love you so much, and you are my biggest supporter in everything I do. You are just the best friend in my life that I love so much, Ray. It brings tears to my eyes. Thank you for who you are and for what you do for me. I love you. Okay, guys, I have some great stories to tell. I don't know which one we want to start with or finish with, whatever you want to call it. Halloween. Yes, Halloween. Okay. So, the best Halloween I ever had was with Ray and Nate, Clay Arnhart, and my dad. I guess that's all that was there. And we put on whatever garb we could find in my room and went to the rich houses to trick-or-treat and get some good candy. But Nate, Raymond's brother, also a very, very good friend of mine, very true to my heart friend, freaking put on this get-up and just became a whole different character. I won't say his name, but anyway. Then he handed out Christian tract pamphlets. He would say, "Happy Halloween. No treats for me, but a treat for you." And give him a freaking Christian pamphlet. We had the best time that night. I bet my dad thought we were crazy. And he was probably, I guess he was my age now, driving us around, letting us trick or treat as old teenagers. What a fun time. Oh man, I just love those memories. I hope that I can let my kids have such good memories, but maybe not that good. We had a little too much fun back in those days. And today, I'm just here at home. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm not up to much. I clean my house. I smoke a little weed. Don't do much at all outside of my home. My best friend, Sarah, lives right across the street. And we watch movies, and I love watching Horror Story with my family. That's one of my favorite shows. We're really enjoying the new season. My kids don't watch it, but me and my husband do, and my friend. But, God, see, this is why I need to learn how to edit. But I could probably do it without any problem. It's just knowing that I won't want to do it. I don't want to take the time to do it. So, when you hear me, it's kind of like you're getting to hear me have a conversation with you, except there's no breaks. It's only me talking. I'm sorry about that. Oh, another good show I've been watching is The L Word, Generation Q. And it is on Hulu, and you can get it for free, a free trial. I think it's Showtime for 30 days, and you can watch that on there. And also, A Work in Progress. Those are two very good shows I'd like to recommend to anyone looking for something to watch. And if you have anything you want to share with me that you think I might want to watch, let me know. I'm always looking for something new to get started on or learn about. I wanted to paint today, but I think I'll make a bigger mess than I want to clean up. So I'm just going to refrain from doing that. I think I'm just going to enjoy my peace and quiet while everyone's out of the house. And then I'll probably fold clothes and do dishes, cook supper, get the kids caught up on their homework, give them baths, get them to bed, and get ready for tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting back in our routine. That's something we need. I miss the kids over the weekend. I really do. I love letting them go to their grandmother's house, my husband's mother, but man, I miss them when they're gone. But the break is always nice. The weather outside is rainy today, and I think that it's going to rain. I hope so. I love rain. I just love the feeling of rain and the atmosphere when it rains. It's just so beautiful to me. Well, I guess I'll close for now. I'm kind of all over the place, but thank you for your time, and I'll talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.